I think Frank Schwab is standing by, Yahoo.com, national NFL insider. He joins us here on the NFL Power Hour. Welcome back, Frank.
Hey, what's going on?
Trying to figure out what's the biggest upset looming this weekend, at least from the national conversation I've heard, sports radio, and when you look at Twitter and Facebook for what it's worth. A lot of people like San Francisco to win and Arizona to win. Where are you at on that?
I could see either one. I do like the 49ers for sure, but I'll throw another one at you. Just it's a little longer shot, but why not the Eagles? The more I think about this, the more they match up really well. We think of the Buccaneers as this great run defense, and they're good, but they're certainly not great this year. They can be run on. Philadelphia has run the ball very, very well this season. They led the NFL in rushing yards. They're getting Miles Sanders back. It's going to be rainy. From the last I saw, one report anyway said 20-mile-an-hour winds, maybe up to 30 miles an hour. And you start to put the pieces together, and you say, okay, wet, windy field, a team that really likes to run the ball and can shorten the game against a Bucs team that is still trying to figure out its offense, I think, after, you know, Chris Godwin and Antonio Brown aren't there. You know, can they match? Yeah, you know, are they going to struggle with that at all? I hate betting against Brady in the playoffs, and I'm not necessarily sitting here saying that, you know, I'm going to put a mortgage payment or anything on the Eagles to win, but the more I think about this game, the more I think, why not the Eagles? We see crazy stuff in this round. I mean, it's, you know, an 8.5-point underdog wouldn't be the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And the more I think about it, the more it's just, boy, the Buccaneers might be in a little, it might be on alert this weekend. Let's put it that way.
What about the Raiders? They're on a roll. They've had to win big games at Indy, had to win that game at home with all the pressure against the Chargers. They're playing with house money. You get Cincy, they rested everybody, they'll be fresh, but this is a new chapter in Bengals football with Burrow and Chase. They're still young. What do you think about the Raiders' chances?
I don't love them. I mean, look, whatever. Like, any team in the playoffs is capable. I'm not gonna be blown off my couch if the Raiders win a playoff game on Saturday, especially as a Bengals team that hasn't won since January of 1991. But I look at it, and the Bengals are a better team. We saw this game happen a few weeks ago, a couple months ago, I guess it was, and the Bengals won by 19 in Las Vegas. And I think the biggest factor for me when I think about this game is the rest. Cincinnati decided just to punt week 18. They weren't going to go for the 2 seed or keep momentum going. They sat most of their key guys. Whereas the Raiders played Sunday night. I think the Chargers were on the field for 88 offensive plays, obviously played full 70 minutes, including overtime. And now they have to turn around and play on Saturday afternoon. And it is as tough as it gets, just in that, in terms of just rest versus no rest. And I think even if the Raiders are there at halftime, third quarter, I just feel like they might wear down a little bit. And I also wonder, look, it was such an emotional thing for them to just get to the playoffs that I wonder how much is left with them. I hate ruling. I don't want to count them out because I've done that before this year, and they've bounced back, and they're a really resilient group, and I give them a lot of respect. But I like this Bengals team. I don't like the situation for the Raiders that much. I think the Bengals are better. So if I'm picking an underdog to win straight up, it's not going to be the Raiders. But yeah, again, like, one playoff team can beat another playoff team. That wouldn't shock me too much.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the Patriots and the Bills, and we remember what Belichick did in the wind and the cold, and what did he throw? 3 times, I forget, 5 times, whatever it was. But this is the playoffs. It's different. The Bills have, I'm not saying disappointing, but maybe a big question mark team this year. Your thoughts on the Bills and the Patriots?
Yeah, and I'm fine saying disappointing. You know what? They came into the season, and we all thought, and not, I shouldn't say we all, but I definitely thought, this team going to Super Bowl, they should take the next step. Everything's there. The offense is there. The defense comes back. They should be improved, and they were. And to go 11-6, to be, you know, you got a chance to win the AFC East on the last week of the season, and you're up 13-10 on the Jets at home. It just has been that way for them all year, where I just keep wanting more. I just keep feeling like there's a gear with the Bills that we've rarely seen, maybe in the second meeting against the Patriots, maybe against the Chiefs, but it's not been the team we expected at all. Like, I mean, it's just, they've been good. I'm not trying to pile on here. They can win a Super Bowl. They sure have the talent, but We just haven't seen that top end, wow, this is really the team I expected type of thing from the Bills. I think they win, but, you know, it's Belichick. Belichick's won a lot of playoff games just by being the greatest coach of all time. I don't know. Yeah, they're not going to be able to throw three times and win. Like, that was a once-in-a-lifetime type of deal, I believe. But, you know, they can do some things. They can, you know, they're going to stay in this game. It's going to be cold. It's going to be just a weird type of atmosphere anyway. They're going to want to keep it ugly, keep it close. And maybe they steal it at the end. It wouldn't shock me at all. I mean, this is a Bills team that really has been under expectation most of the year. So why wouldn't that continue?
If you're a Steelers fan, is prayer worth it for a shot at beating the Chiefs in Kansas City?
I was shocked to see this is the biggest point spread in wild card round history. And no, nothing's been ever over 11 and 11 and a half. And I think this is a telling stat. I'm not huge on historical trends because I don't know that one necessarily matters to the other or whatnot. But there have been 10 instances in wild card weekend through the history of a team being a double digit underdog. Those teams are 2-8 against the spread. It's just when you get to this, and the two to one were the Beastquake game, the Seahawks beating the Saints. They won straight up. And then last year, Washington covered against the Buccaneers. So it's the only two times a double-digit underdog is covered in wildcard weekend. And you can tell why. It's because, look, you get to this point, and you're a double-digit underdog, there's a good reason for it. You're a flawed team. You're dealing with a lot of injuries or something like that. And you're obviously going against a really, really good team in the playoffs. And it's just going to be hard for you to compete. And I look at the Steelers team the same way. I give them a ton of respect for battling, clawing, finding a way into the playoffs when they really had no business being there. They've been a limited team all year. I think it's been a great job by Mike Tomlin. But we, again, like I said with Cincinnati and the Raiders, we saw this game a few weeks ago. The Steelers went to Kansas City and they were down 36-3 in the fourth quarter before they scored a garbage touchdown at the end. What's changed? What adjustments can Mike Tomlin make to make up for a 33-point gap? I just think the Chiefs are so much better. The Steelers are going to have a tough time, you know, matching them point for point. I think the Steelers just get blown out here. I give them respect for getting this far, and I think here's where the story ends because I just don't think they can compete on Sunday.
The two games that I'm having a tough time, or did have a tough time when I was putting together my picks, would be the Niners at the Cowboys based on how well the Niners have been playing and how good Jimmy G looked in a must-win game against the Rams last week. And then the Cardinals and Rams, who at times look like the best teams in the NFL this year, and at other times they look like teams that didn't belong in the playoffs. So let's start with the Niners on the road, 3-point underdog against the Cowboys. Why do you like them to win, or why do you like the Cowboys?
I do like the Niners to win. I think this is going to be the upset. And, you know, I mean, look, the last nine games for the Niners, and it's more about who cares what happened in the first 7-8 games, because that's a lifetime ago. Last nine games are 7-2. Their defense has allowed fewer than 300 yards six times. They have not allowed 400 yards in this stretch. And it's not just like they're beating bad teams. They beat the Bengals in Cincinnati. They've swept the Rams in that time. This is a team that's really playing well. Their defense is playing excellent. And, you know, everybody loves to talk about the Cowboys' pass rush. Oh, my goodness, a pass rush. Micah Parsons is LT, all that. Well, you know who had more sacks than the Cowboys this year? The 49ers did. They were fifth in the NFL, 49 of them. So you look and you say, can they disrupt Dak Prescott? Yes, they absolutely can. Can they shut down the run game? Yes. And I think they have the playmakers on offense with, you know, George Kittle, Debo Samuel, even Brandon Ayuk has come alive. I just think it's a complete team, and it's one of the rare cases of a team barely making the playoffs. But once they make it, you're like, well, why not? They're playing as well as anybody. If we're just looking at what's happened recently, I think that they're really live. The only problem is they're playing the Cowboys, who I really like, too. I think they're a good team. They could go on a Super Bowl run. It wouldn't shock me at all. They definitely have the high-end talent for that. But of all the wild card teams, I don't think there's any question the 49ers are the best of the six. I don't think there's any question at all about that. They're playing really good football. I think they're well coached. I think they run the ball, which is going to help control the pace of the game, the tenor of the game. So I do like the 49ers for a lot of reasons. I just think they're playing really, really well, and they're confident. And the other game, you're right. Like Cardinals, Rams, who knows? Who knows which team on either side is going to show up? Let's start with the Cardinals. Their last three games here, just think about this real quick, and I know the people there understand this. their last three games, lost to the Lions, win at Dallas, and then with the NFC West on the line at home, you're playing a 6-10 Seahawks team, and you lose at home. What comes next? In that puzzle, what could possibly come next? How could you predict that? They've lost 4 or 5. I'm starting to think that Cowboys game was the anomaly. They're just not. I just think they've lost their confidence. I don't know what has happened to this team. DeAndre Hopkins lost is huge too. I just think it's all falling apart for the Cardinals like it did last year, and I have a tough time backing them. But then you look at the Rams, and you know Stafford's being so loose with the ball and having a lot of bad turnovers. Their defense. We talked about Jimmy G just a little bit ago. Oh, none of us think Jimmy G's an MVP candidate or anything. They had Jimmy G backed up 88 yards from the end zone, needing a touchdown with no timeouts and less than 2 minutes left, and they could not get off the field last week. They allowed them to score and win. They had a 17-point lead last week against San Francisco. They couldn't win. The defense isn't as great as it was last year, so I think the Rams win, but how could you trust either team now, being as how you know kind of up and down they both are?
Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, National NFL Insider, joining us here on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, NFL Power Hour. Yeah, I think the Hopkins loss was huge, and it's pretty simple to see in those last three games that they can't stretch the field, so you're getting defenses creeping up. They're taking away Murray running the ball, and there you go. And that's the struggles that you're seeing with the Cardinals. But with Stafford now in a pressure game, every playoff game is a pressure game after what the Rams gave up to get him from Detroit. I don't know. What Matt Stafford will you see? What Cardinals team will you see? I think it's easy to take the 4 points right now because that's a total coin flip game. And I do agree with you with the Niners. I watched their defense and their offense, and I'm trying to think of another team in the NFL, maybe the Packers for a while, but another team I've seen this year in the National Football League who could dictate tempo and get what they want defensively and offensively against a quality opponent. And I haven't seen a lot of that this year. I know the Chiefs came on and had a stretch there where they were doing it. But, you know, the Niners are in that category where I wouldn't be surprised if they win the NFC, and I wouldn't be surprised if they win the Super Bowl, if they stay healthy.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. Yeah, I mean, and I think most people be surprised to hear that, and they're not really aware of how well the 49ers have played, because what was the big high-profile game they've played? Well, it was a Thursday night against the Tennessee Titans, and Jimmy G threw a few picks, and everybody kind of laughed at this Niners or whatever. But they ended up losing that game to the number one seed in the AFC on the road by 3 points on a short week. Is that really that bad? Like that's the worst loss they've had in 2 months. I mean, it's really not that bad. So, I think the 49ers, they bring everything to the table. And I'm telling you, that defense is playing a lot better than anybody realizes. They can get after you pressure-wise. They can really stop the run on you. They're a really well-coached team. I think DeMeco Ryans, their new defensive coordinator, had a great year. I just think that, you know, we see it all the time. What happened in September and October, this is kind of the Patriots thing. Whatever happened in those 2 months doesn't even matter. Like, you're just getting used to things, and then the last 2 months really matter. And the 49ers have been one of the best teams in the NFL the last 2 months.
Frank Schwab is one of the best in the NFL when it comes to breaking down the league. He's joining us here on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, NFL Power Hour. Frank, enjoy the wild card weekend, man. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 6 games. It'll be awesome.
Yep, really looking forward to it. Enjoy them.
All right, Frank Schwab joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan.